come join with the fools. Dance and play, be a king for a day. Put the gas bill down, be a joker, be a clown. For now is the time for experiment with various forms of merriment. In olden days, just once a year, the villagers dressed in carnival gear. Their dancers won at their festival feasts and make merry fun of the lords and the priests. Now there's the fine tradition in need of repetition. So break all the rules, come join with the fools. Dance and play, be a king for a day. Put the gas bill down, be a joker, be a clown. For now is the time for experiment with various forms of merriment. Merry, merry. And twists, so take good care and take good risks. When every day the rulers rule, the only way is to play the fool.
And we only sing this song 'cause the world's gone totally bonkers. With music on the streets like the Mardi Gras, but let's all laugh at the la-di-da. Music on the streets like the Mardi Gras.
More live music here in the studio on Out of the Woods. Skinner and Twitch, all the way over here from Leeds.
Hello. That's right.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it is. Lovely to be here.
Been talking to you guys for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Yes.
Two CDs in that time?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Non-stop.
Gone quickly. Yeah, The Fool's Journey, that was out in just April the 1st, wasn't it?
Yeah, just about
couple of years
ago.
In the making.
Yeah. And before that, we had an album called Rise that we spent, again, nearly 2 years on.
Yeah.
Hidden away in a studio in North Leeds, which is just a lovely place.
In Headingley, if people have heard of that.
Yeah.
Where the international cricket is.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Cricket's not a particularly American thing, is it?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
It's more baseball, isn't it, than American football.
Go Red Sox.
Yeah, and with our music, we're probably quite an unusual act, really. We're mixing folk with flamenco and also theatre style songs. So we're combining like musical style songs. I've been learning flamenco guitar for 10 years. And Twitch has a background as a classical singer and choral work, as well as folk rock influences. So it's a right mix, really, with Skinner and Twitch. We're bringing lots of different things together.
Yeah, I love the variety. It's great to be able to sing in such different styles. And it's really nice to have the humour as well, because you know, Steve writes all of these songs, and some of them are satirical and humorous. You know, The Fool's Journey there, it's not essentially a humorous song, but humour is in it.
Yeah, it's got a light-hearted
So, you know, we're able to have great fun doing what we do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And some of the songs that we sing are silly. We might bring one of those in later.
Oh, we like silly here on Out of the Woods. Definitely. So, Steve Skinner and Sandra Twitchett are the duo, and Skinner and Twitch. Did I get that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And do you occasionally have a third member as well?
We do. Well, mainly for the studio, for the albums. We work with a guy called Mike. We call him the Woodman, Jordan. And he is an excellent guitarist. He's just a friend who happens to be an excellent guitarist.
Jazz guitarist.
And he's got an improvisational style. Mm. So so he very much is kind of in the moment and on the spot. He makes it up as he goes along.
Yeah. We'll often record stuff and say, get Mike in for a couple of evenings and, you know, kind of play with him to work it up a bit. And he is just terrific, I think. He'll come up with things I couldn't think of in a million years. And every time it's different. It's so fresh.
Yeah, some of it's, you know, really it's inspirational,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And so, he's on three songs in The Fool's Journey, I think. Mm. You know, and there's somebody else on that album as well. There's a very talented young accordion, well, melodeon and concertina player called Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoy.
Yeah, talented young
worth
man.
Watching out for. He's in something called Granny's Attic in the UK. And we're very pleased to have him on the album on a couple of the numbers as well.
Oh, excellent. Neat stuff. That first song you played there, is that The Fool's Journey?
That's right.
That's the Fool's Journey.
That kicks off the CD,
yeah,
the title
of the album.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get you guys to play another one for us.
Well, certainly. We'd like to play you one that's a very different song in that it's based on flamenco music. And it's a story about a ship from the Spanish Armada that was shipwrecked on the Devon coast in the south of England in 1588, on the 28th of October,
ooh,
at dawn.
Well done,
we know,
Steve.
That because Twitch and I were on holiday in Devon, and we were sitting on a cliff, as you do, and we found, would you believe, a cannon in the grass.
I was amazed that they'd left it there, and it's not in a museum, but it's
right,
still there.
And it came from the San Pedro El Mayor, that was a part of the Spanish Armada. It was a hospital ship, and like the Armada fleet, they went all the way, after a bit of a skirmish with Drake, Francis Drake, they went all the way around Scotland and Ireland. They had a terrible time, lots of storms and rough weather. And in the end, this ship lost its way and drifted away from the main Armada fleet and crashed on the rocks of Hope Cove.
Second time round.
That's right, went all the way around, went along the coast again.
And then they were hoping to go.
Absolutely. And I thought, what a story. When we heard about this story, that these people landed at dawn on the beach, surrendering. Incredible.
And it was a hospital ship, so what bad luck's that? So they were ill, and then they crashed.
Oh, yeah.
Probably why they crashed.
But most of them,
got
the
back.
Good news is, most of them got home.
Back to
apparently, 10 Cadiz. Or 12 stayed, and they were the kind of medical professionals, and I don't know whether they stayed under duress or whether they chose to stay.
So, this is called The Armada Shipwreck. From home, San Pedro El Mayor, drifting alone onto an unknown shore. Now where is the Armada so grand? Sailed from Cadiz to claim Philip's land. Drake with his fire see. We struck your rock in driving rain. Villagers flock to take their game. There we land, scared and alone on English sand.
Skinner on that nice flamenco.
But I had cat distracted pearl mass there, which is interesting.
We scared the cat away.
But flamenco music wasn't around in the 15th century at that time, although it was starting in some ways, you know, particularly from gypsy people moving from India to Spain. But we just thought that, you know, that incident needed the power of a bit of flamenco to express what happened. And so what we're trying to do in our act is use some flamenco styles and rhythms with our English folk music.
Yeah, it particularly
combined.
Works with a kind of celebration of going
end.
Home
yeah,
at the end.
They thought they'd
it?
Get back. They did get back, you know, and we were trying to express that in that last sort of few
flurry
phrases there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you hear flamenco guitar, you think Spain anyway, so it works. Yeah, so there you go. Skinner and Twitch are live here with us on Out of the Woods. And like we said, they're from England and they're passing through the state of New Hampshire where we're broadcasting from. And by the time folks hear this, though, you'll be back home again.
Yeah, we
back
will.
Over there. So
we're leaving on Sunday.
Ah,
in a couple of days' time, so yeah.
So how long was this trip for you? How many dates?
We will have been in the States for 2 weeks. We had an amazing time in New York, and we played at the People's Voice Cafe there. And we're doing 4 radio shows, and we're playing Sunapee. It will have gone by the time this airs, but we're playing Sunapee Community Coffee House, which we're looking forward
tonight.
To. And that's tonight.
Should be fun.
Yeah, right here in the state of New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Not too far from where we broadcast from up in New London there. So, yeah, excellent. Well, so what else is new?
In terms of
the songs you have.
Oh, well, perhaps we could play you one that we've written just recently. It's called Nelson's Brew.
Oh, and, yes, Nelson's Brew.
It evolved because Sandra's family have been very interested in naval things, and we discovered that some of Sandra's ancestors were actually on the HMS Victory. That Nelson was on, just 2 young lads, wasn't it?
Yeah, I come from a seafaring family, very proud of that, actually. And my dad was, strangely enough, obsessed with Nelson. And then can you believe how he felt when we found out that there were two little Twitchits on the HMS Victory at the Battle of Trafalgar? And they were powder monkeys, what they call powder monkeys, which, if people don't know, they used to bring the powder up from down below up to the cannon.
Bit of a dangerous
career. Very dangerous job. You know, not only are they children, but they're at war. So, you know, what an excuse for a song is that?
Absolutely.
And then there's another element to the song too.
That's right. In England, there's a lovely sea shanty called A Drop of Nelson's Blood, where the myth is that when Nelson died on board, you know, he was shot, that they didn't bury him at sea. Well, we know that's true. They put him in a big vat of brandy to keep the body pure, and that the sailors would pass by this vat and just have a little nip of brandy on the voyage back, and it sort of led to this legend of Nelson's blood.
Now,
we call it,
we know they
brew.
Had him under 24-hour guard, but you never know, do you?
There you go.
They didn't care much about hygiene.
Especially
in
with
those
some of the stories my granddad told me.
Yeah. They say all legends are rooted somewhere.
Well, that's right. And we thought, you know, in combination, what a lovely idea for a historical song with a bit of a sea shanty feel to it and a personal link.
That's right. And people might find it interesting as well if you listen to the version of Nelson's Brew that's on the CD, the Fool's Journey CD. We actually, in the studio, wanted to sample live cannon fire. So we went onto YouTube, as you do, and we couldn't believe it. But the first thing we came to was a rolling broadside from the HMS Victory. I think it was a tricentennial. So on the CD, that is actually sampled rolling broadside from the HMS Victory. And, if people don't know, I mean, I think it's something like, people will put me right, but it's something like 300 cannon in 2.5 minutes. I mean, it's literally bang,
it's
bang,
pretty
bang,
loud
bang.
On the
it's
album.
A war machine.
Yeah.
That must have been pretty...
Yeah, on the album it's loud, isn't it? On the track it's really loud.
And it just gives just a hint...
Of what it must have been
like. Yeah.
It's called Nelson's Brew.
Twitchit, Tommy and me, powder monkeys on the Victory, heading where the end of the world will be, gypsies of the sea. Cause we're young, don't think we're raw, been a-climbing on the rigging before, but we never set sail from England's shore.
The timber swine.
Who will live or die today?
Oh, haul as the timber swine.
As she takes the waves. Boom, boom, as the guns explode. Running quick for a fast reload. Smoke and blood and sparks all round. The ships go down. We headed for the French line sideways on. Split them in two with the firing strong. That's how the battle of the day was done. That's how Trafalgar was won.
Haul, haul as the timbers sway.
Who will live or die today?
Haul, haul as the timbers sway.
As she takes the way. In the midst of the guns and the cannons roar, Lord Nelson lying on the floor, with a smile on his lips and his men by his side. That's how Nelson died. We put him in a barrel with the brandy best. Put him in a barrel to keep him fresh. Put him in a barrel with the brandy best and sailed to the west. We put him in a barrel with the brandy best.
Put him in a barrel to keep him fresh. Put him in a barrel with the brandy best.
And sailed to the west.
Haul, haul as the timbers sway.
Who live or die today.
Haul, haul as the timbers sway,
as she takes the waves. So take a swig of Nelson's brew, drink to the souls of the men we knew, drink to the dead of the French side too, down in the deep, deep blue.
So take a swig of Nelson's brew,
drink to the souls of the men we knew,
drink to the dead of the French side too,
down in the deep, deep blue. Two brothers Twitchit, Tommy and me, powder monkeys on the victory, wishing for a world where never will be war upon the sea.
Skinner and Twitch, once again for you here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, I love that one. I played that on the show recently. Have to have it again. So there
Thank
you go.
Thank you. It means a lot to me, that song, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I got a lot of sea people in my history, too. I'll have to talk about that after. Nifty stuff. I like the history that you guys bring to the songs that
yeah.
you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting because I don't normally write songs about battles, to be honest, but those two, just it was the personal link, you know, the fact that we were on the cliffs, we found the cannon, and what a story about the Spanish Armada ship, and also that it was Sandra's relatives, you know, who were on that boat. Again, there's some personal link, you know.
Songs kind of offered themselves up
yeah,
to
yeah,
kind
suppose.
Of
wrote it partly for your dad, you know, that song. And yeah. Yeah, sort of trying to do with our music, have some real passion in something that really means something to us, you know, and a sense of fun as well at times. Yeah.
Excellent.
Perhaps we could play you one that's an example of our the other third theme in the, our act is that we're doing show songs, we're doing theatre style songs. Yeah, that.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Let me just check the tuning on this. Yeah, I used to work in for theatre companies as a songwriter, so I'm used to kind of thinking about the visual side of it. So in our act in Skinner and Twitch, sometimes we do passionate lyrical love songs full of romance and the power of love and passion.
And this isn't one of them.
No, sadly. This is a song about modern relationships. You know, you kind of meet somebody and you get on well for a few months and then you know, problems arise.
No,
and you start.
Steve, no, it's about relationships throughout all time.
No, it's about modern.
Not modern relationships.
Modern, no, really, this is
no,
about modern
relationships.
No, all people
it's throughout
stuff.
Time.
Anyway, you get the idea. And it's called You're Always Right. And it goes like this. You just don't listen, you're always missing the simple gist of what I say.
You've never even heard, not a single word, you always twist
not true.
It round
I
your
don't.
Way.
It's how I'm feeling, you just seem to ignore. It leaves me reeling when you prepare for war. You're always right, it's every night you get your way. It's every day you always win on everything, that's why I fight. Cause you're always right.
You never wash your plate,
you always turn up late.
Your clothes are everywhere,
the sink is full of your hair.
You never make me tea,
you always lose your key.
You said that
you miss my valentine. Cause you're always right, it's every night you get your way. It's every day you always win on everything, that's why I fight. Cause you're always right. It goes like this. You just don't listen, you're always missing the simple gist. Say you never even heard, not a single word. You just kind of twist it round your way. It's how I'm feeling, you just seem to ignore.
You rarely miss me,
one thing it leaves me reeling when you prepare for war. 'Cause you're always right, it's every night you get your way, it's every day you always win on everything, that's why I fight. 'Cause you're always right. You always burn the stake,
you never like my cake,
you nearly crashed the car,
you scratched my new guitar,
you always say it's stress,
you never like my dress,
you never clean the loo,
well once a month I do,
when you feed the cat,
you always moan about that,
you said that bill was mine,
you missed my Valentine,
you said I couldn't even sing,
you never washed the beef,
that's why we fight on everything. 'Cause you're always right, it's every night you get your way, it's every day you always win on everything, that's why I fight. 'Cause you're always right. Well, you started it.
It wasn't me.
No, come on, it was you.
No,
No, it wasn't me.
No, definitely no, wasn't me.
No, you started.
No, you started.
And you did half exaggerate.
Me exaggerate? I think it's you that exaggerate. I know that's you. No, it is.
And you repeat yourself.
Oh, you've said that before.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No, come on.
Do you know what?
It's got to stop.
It's always made me laugh as well. I always have a laugh about
an
that
argument
one.
Put to music there.
Well, that's great. Skinner and Twitch, once again, here in Out of the Woods. You were always right.
Oh, we do have fun in Skinner and
we
Twitch.
We have a lot of fun.
You know.
Some of the folk clubs in England, to be honest, they don't know what to make of us. They're not used to that sort of thing. I mean, Twitch, you know, boogies around dances when she's singing. That's a bit unusual. And we do theatre-style songs, comedy like that, you know, where you're kind of acting, really. And they just don't know what to say to them, to be
yeah,
honest.
There's a lot of contrasts in Skinner and Twitch.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the people who inspired you, Steve, is probably worth saying.
Yeah, Tom Lehrer.
People like, yeah, Tom
American
Lehrer.
American satirist.
Jake Thackeray.
Yeah.
Noel Coward.
Yeah.
So there is this kind of great sort of theatrical
tradition of satire,
satirical songwriting, isn't there?
Absolutely.
That are behind these songs.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I use some of their styles of delivery, like Tom Lehrer. It's got a lovely way of just throwing in a line, you know. And we use that. I use that sometimes.
Yeah. It's not exactly poisoning pigeons in the pub, but it's on the same. It's on the same line,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's satire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, very good. How many of those kind of songs have you put together? I know you have that other one that you weren't, you didn't have ready, where you kind of go back and forth over each other.
The election.
Mm. Yes. Yeah,
you have a few.
Which is great fun.
Quite a lot now. We've been recording them on and off in the last couple of years, and some have come out as singles. I mean, we have a horrific Valentine song that's about everything that can go wrong on a Valentine's date, you know, including losing the car keys in a dark lane and you can't get home.
And taking your mum out on
on your
date.
Drink, yes.
Yeah.
All that sort of thing. That's
I can
fun.
Only imagine how difficult it is sometimes to go over each other when you're both doing entirely different vocal lines. It
takes quite a bit of time, to be honest. I mean, we have rehearsed and played it a lot, haven't we? Sung it a lot.
Yeah,
and it warms up, you know. It's take time.
You get it into performance, don't you?
Yeah,
because
it appears very spontaneous. It's actually highly rehearsed, you know, that fluidity is because we're so rehearsed with it.
Yeah,
really?
I think we did it more in terms of just playing the songs. It didn't feel like heavy rehearsal.
No,
it just felt like playing the song over and over again.
Having fun.
Over the months,
really.
Having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just working up through the playing, really.
Yeah.
And we've got another... You can check it out on the website, skinnerandtwitch.com. That's A-N-D, not ampersand. There is the Valentine's song on there.
Oh, yeah.
And there is the election song on there, which is a hoot. Mm. And then there's another little one called Chop Chop that people can check out on there, where I play the Queen. That's about what happens after an election, when it's not a decisive election and people have to bargain, parties have to bargain to try and make a coalition. And it's about that chopping and changing.
Chop your dreams.
But that's great fun as well.
That's fun.
Yeah. I should say that that song, You're Always Right, will be on our next album, which we're going to start recording. Even though The Fool's Journey is just out, we're just going to start recording the next album, which we think is going to be called Everybody's Grotty. We're starting that soon.
Which is the name of the song as well.
That will be a satirical album.
Yeah.
Everybody's Grotty is one of the satirical songs,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And there's another song called Offshore. We might.
Yeah, that should be on it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Mm. Skinner and Twitch are with us here on Out of the Woods. We got to take our first break, get that out of the way. We'll be right back after this.